for this Friday is Zion Adar Rishon. A week from this Friday is Yudalit Adar Rishon. So, in the Shulchan Aruch we find the following. The very end of Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim. Try to uncover what's hidden here. So the last Siman Aruch Chaim, Tov Reish Tzadik Zayin, after we finish the Gantz at Torah and Purim, so we have one more Siman. Tov Reish Tzadik Zayin. And you know, even Tchino B'Yedala B'Tezvov Shabbat Adarishan, that you don't say Tachnun, this is the title of Tov Reish Tzadik Zayin, on the 14th and the 15th of Adarishan, within Tainus B'Hespid B'Han, and in the matters of fasting and delivering eulogies in a Hespid, Uvoy Si'if Echad. Si'if Aleph. Yom Yedala B'Tezvov Shabbat Adarishan, Ein Noiflin Alpanayim. We don't say tach. Ve'in oimer mizmor yancho Hashem b'yom tzor. Ve'asurim v'hespid v'taynus. And they're also v'hespid v'taynus. Avos shodvorim in noyigin b'hem. All the other halachas do not pertain. We'll see the sugyas. Ve'yesh oimer. Da'af v'hespid v'taynus b'tor. That even the fact that the Gemara said it was Osir Behesped Vitainus, that's only before it was a fixed calendar. Once there's a fixed calendar, and we know clearly that it's not going to be Purim, then it's also Arup. Umineg Dramozo Kisvar Arishayna. That it's Osir Behesped Vitainus. So we'll start with that. Then we'll come to the next part of the Ramah later. So I always, what in the world? We have a name for it. We call it the Kavaruftis Purim Cotton. What in the world do we want? Why are we not reciting Tachnan on Yud Dalet and Tezvav of Adar Rishon? We gave it a name, Purim Kotten. The name itself is a second kasha. What's up? What do we want? What is this all about? Kol Yomai, it was Tamua Ma'ayu to me. What in the world do we want with this Purim Kotten business? You know, listen, nobody complains. You get 2 days off Tachnun, you know. Everyone feels upset. The fact that you're not saying Tachnun is a Shoina Yontif. It's already a Yontif. You know, if it wasn't a Yontif for any other reason, it's a Yontif already. But what do we want? What's the point of this whole exercise? Right? The Mipaskin, the Marshal. Even if by mistake I read the Megillah B'Adar Rishon. For whatever reason, I was in space and I didn't realize it was an Ibiyor. Or, in fact, it wasn't an Ibiyor. And after I read in the Chachmei HaSanhedrin, made it into an Ibiyor. Either way, so we Paskin, we'll see. I have to go back and read again in the second Adar. So I can't get away with the first Adar. Stand on my head, I can't get away with it. Now, we even Paskin when it comes that if I read by mistake the Dalit Parashi is Bar Rishon, I'm also not Yotze. So, was Vilman? What in the world do we want there? So let's go to the Gemara. We're going to find that something amazing, absolutely amazing today. And that will give us insight into the very last Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, it's a small sugya. It starts in the last third of the page, and the Vav Amud Bey is in Megillah, and it runs basically down the page and a few words onto the, and a few lines onto the next page, and that's the Gantz story. Korowas HaMegillah V'Odeh HaRishon. So they read the Megillah of Adar Rishon. Well, you know, they weren't drunk. It wasn't after Adar Lo Yodah. But what happened with this Abra Hashanah? And then subsequent to Yudalid and Tezvav, Chachmei Sanhedrin decided they have to come make an Ibiyor this year. So now, it's not bad. You have Makayim Adar Lo Yodah and Yudalid. Along comes on Chav. And they said, oh, there's Adar Sheni this year. So Zok the Tana of the Mishnah, the Kohen Oisah b'Adar Sheni. Then you have to read again another Sheni. So ain bin ad rishal ad sheni ad kriya samagilla matonos levyanim. There's no distinction between other rishon and other sheni, the kriya samagilo matonos levyanim. Now what's interesting, I don't know this as an aside, what's the story of Sudas Purim and Mishloach Malos? What, you yaitze that? And that strangely, you know, does not seem to make an appearance in this sugya. So it could be, we'll have to see. And then, so we have Sudas Purim, Mishloach Malos, Matonos Lev Yehidim, what's with all of those mitzvahs? Say, Alomai, we probably will see that it probably has the same din as Matonos, Mustavro, that we'll see. The Gemara doesn't directly address it. So now the Gemara says, Hol the Inyan Seder Parshiyos, Zev Zeh Shom. Meaning to say, it seems from the Mishnah, the Tana of the Mishnah holds, that when it says in the end of the Masechta that you have to read Pshkolim Zoch Por Nachaydish, and it says the Noyagin Ba'ador. So it would seem from the Tana of our Mishnah that if I read them in other Rishon, that I don't have to reread because there was this Abrashon. Zok the Gemara Mani Masnisen. So who was the Tana of our Mishnah? So the Gemara has three choices, and the Gemara says none of the three choices fit. The shoe doesn't fit. Why? Noi Tanakama, it can't be the Tanakama, Velo Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi, Velo Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Nor could it be Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Disanya, Koro is Hamagilo Ba'ador Rishon. So the Bryce also takes up the same subject. They read the Megillah Ba'ador Rishon, and then with this Abrashon, Kairin Oisa Ba'ador Hashani. You have to read it again by the Rashani. She called Mitzvah Shanoia Gus Bashani, Noia Gus Barishan, Chot Mi Mikra Megillah, except for Mikra Megillah. So the Gemara's problem at this point is that the Tana of the Mishnah said Kriyas Megillah and Matonos Lev Yainim. And the Tana, the first Tana of the Braisa, the first Tana, the Tana Kama, only said Mikra Megillah. Apparently, according to him, Matonos Lev Yainim, you were Yaitzi David, Yaitzi read it the first time. So he does not appear to be the Tana of this Mishnah. That's the Tana Kama. So according to him, it's consistent with the Mishnah in one regard, because he says he was Yotze the Dalet Parshi, his father Rishon. That seems that part is consistent, but it's still out of sync. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi, Omer, and Kiran Oisa Bada Hashani. Forget all the Shani altogether. She called Mitzvah Shanoyagus Bashani, Noyagus Barishan. All the mitzvahs which could possibly be b'sheini and noyagus barishon. Now, what comes out from the Gemara, according to him, is not after the fact that I did it. That it's, you know, you might read him to mean that, listen, you're really supposed to do it b'sheini. But if you botched up for whatever reason and you did it barishon, so you're yoytze everything. But we're going to see later in the Gemara that that's not the pshat in Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi, but rather the pshat is no, you dafka supposed to do it barishon. It's not if you did it by mistake. So apparently you have to mean to say you had two possibilities, either rishon or the sheni. So all the ones that you might think of doing by the sheni, you should do them by the rishon. That's L'chayra, what comes out from the Gemara. A little bit odd, but that's what comes out. So saying his reason. So he certainly can't be the Tana of the Mishnah, because he says, I don't have to reread the Megillah. I was Yaitzir the Megillah too. And Martonos Lev Yainim. So he's certainly not the Tana of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shum Ben Gamliel Amar Bishum Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Avkoyron Oysol Adar Hashem. You read it by Adar Rishon? Very nice. You have to get together and read it again in Adar Hashem. It's called Mitzvah Shenoyagos B'Sheni and Noyagos B'Rishon. All the mitzvahs that are Noyagos B'Rishon are not Noyagos, rather, are Noyagos B'Sheni and Noyagos B'Rishon. You're not Yotze B'Rishon. So from him it would seem pretty clear that you're not Yotze anything for the Rishon. In other words, the Dalet Parsha, you're not Yotze, Sudas Purim, Matanos Levyein, Mishloach Manos, all 9 yards. Our Tana said the only thing that he's knocking at is Megillah and Matanos Levyein, but the Dalet Parsha said you don't have to redo. And Rav Shimon Gamliel said, listen, scratch the whole Adar Rishon story. It's a story. That's it. But the Maisa, as it's insignificant. So therefore, it was Adar Rishon. It's very nice. So now, when it comes to Adar Sheni, is the real deal. We'll do it again. Nobody's complaining. If it's Adar Lo Yod, it's way more. You know, not bad. Not bad.
No,
I'm
saying the first
brachos are brachos levatolos. No, it can be. Bezdin told you to make them. It's not levatolos.
And it's time to get drunk, unless there's a good reason.
Why? It was Purim. It was not Mitzvah Adal Yoda.
Yeah, but it's two Purim. But one is
Misafik. Many times was Misafik. Many times was Misafik. Because they didn't, since the calendar wasn't in 2 weeks, they didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was.
I don't care about you getting drunk. I'm worried about making a bracha. A bracha.
The Gemara says that when they instituted things misofik, they also said you were allowed to make brachas misofik. Yes. So Kitzur Advarim, we have 3 Tanoim, and we struck out all 3 times. Rabbi Lezer is pretty much, he's pretty close to our Mishnah, because he said you have to reread the Megillah. That's the difference between them. Koros and Megillah, and so he said, oh, you see all the mitzvahs by the Rishon except Megillah. So the only problem with the Tarakama was what happened to Matanos Lev Yoda. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yose is a washout, because he's the antithesis of our Mishnah. He says you see everything by the Rishon, and we'll see you're supposed to do everything the Chatchila by the Rishon. And our Mishnah says he's not even Yotze B'Dieved if you did it. And along came Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says the whole thing is a washout. You got to rerun it. So even the Dalet Parshias, so he's also not the Tana of the Mishnah. So we have 3 known views in the world, and none of them fit into the Mishnah. So first thing, Gemara wants to get straight what the dais hold. So the Gemara says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel hainu Tana Kama. Where's the distinction between Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama said, where do they disagree with each other? So the Gemara says, Poshet Omer of Pope, say the Parshas Ika Binah. That's where the difference is. The Tanakhama, Soba the Chatchila B'Sheini. The Chatchila, you're supposed to do it B'Sheini. But the Ovid Barishan, if it came out that they thought, it came out that retroactively it was other Rishan, Ovid, Yaitse. Barmi Mikra Megillah, the Af Agav, the Korah Barishan, Korah B'Sheni, that you don't get away with. That you have to do again by the Sheni. That's the Tarakam. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Sovar, Afilo Mikra Megillah, Lechatchila Barishan. Lechatchila. That's the way you're supposed to do it by the Rishan. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Sovar, Afilo Say the Parshias, Ikorah Barishan, Kru B'Sheni. If you read them Barishan by mistake, read them again B'Sheni. So that's the Machlaikas. So I'll call upon him. So Mani, who's the bottom line, who's the author of the Mishnah? E Tanakama, who fits in pretty well because he says Yiyotze with the saying the Parshias Yiyotze, like Artana. But nevertheless, Kashi Matonis. He only said go back to Mikra Megillah. He didn't say Matonis. Everything is Shver. Dalet Parshias, Mikra Megillah, everything will Yotze already. So that doesn't fit either. He says you need yoytzi nothing, and the Tanakh of Amish said you yoytzi the dalet parshas. So three strikes and you're out. That's it. We had three chances. That's all the known views, and nobody fits. So what are we gonna do? So Knimar two terutzim la'olam Tanakama. I'll tell you that the Tanakh of the Mishnah is Tanakama. The Torah Mikra Megillah. He said Mikra Megillah, and he means just as well Matonos Laviyana, the Hobaho Talia, because they are dependent one upon the other. So the Gemara says earlier, there's a Gemara earlier that Davdalit, that when did of the places that read had license to read Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, so when did they do Matonos Laviyana? Since they go to the Monday or Thursday prior, that's the day that they expect to get the Mikra Megillah, to get the Matonos Lev Yainim. So that's the day. The day you read is the day you have to take care of it. So whatever day you say you're reading, so that's the day for giving it out. That's when the aniyim know this is the day time to show up, and everyone's going to dole out the money. So Mamela, by saying that you have to do Mikra Megillah again, so then obviously you have to do Matonos Lev Yainim again too. Those two things are dependent. So that he could be the Tan of the Mishnah, could be the Tan of Kama. That's one approach the Gemara has. So then the Gemara says the following. I'll give you a second shot. La'olam Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is the Tana. But there seems to be a disparity between them, because he said you have to redo the Dalet Parshiyos, and the Mishnah says you don't. V'ochi gesoni ein ben arba also la'shaba other originally you Dalet Shaba other Hashem. Mora wasn't talking about other altogether. Mora was just talking about the mitzvahs of Yudalet. There's no distinction between Yudalit or the Rishon and Yudalit or the Sheni, the Mikra Megillah Matonos. So what do you mean to say by that? So where are they similar? So the Indian Hesped with Tainas, Zeb is a Shoven. As far as Hesped and Tainas is concerned, Zeb is a Shoven. So which would mean, as we're going to see, that means the Sudas Purim is clearly also has to be again on the day of the Mikra Megillah. Because we're going to see soon that the Sudas Purim is tied to Hesped Ritainus. So once we're telling me there's Issa Hesped Ritainus, it's clear then that that's going to be the day of, there's going to be a Din Suda on that day. But you will say the Pashi is Lamari. The Tana Mishnah wasn't talking about say the Pashi, not talking about other globally. He's talking about Yudalit and Tesvob and other Rishon, and Yudalit and Tesvob and other Shani. So those are the two possibilities. And Lamaisa, the Gemara is going to pass like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, so that Lachar is the most authoritative pshat then in the Mishnah. It's Omer Rav Chia Bar Av and Omer Rav Yochanan Hilchasok Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Halach is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. You know why? She Omer Mishum Rav Yosi. Right, we say basically Rav Yosi is Nimuko Vimo. Rav Yosi is a Tana who was, even amongst the Tanoim, the Halacha, he was most authoritative. So since Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is in the name of Rabbi Yossi, so that's the halacha. And that's the way we paskin. So if for some reason a week from Friday Simcha comes, he marches up in the Bima and he reads the Megillah for us, we're still going to have to read it for the Sheni. As we paskin, that's what can we do. That's what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel paskins. Is Omar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan wants to get to the root of this machlokes. Ushneya mikro echa darshu. They both darshened, in other words, do the same pasuk. B'chol shana v'shana. Rabbi Lozim Rabbi Yossi Sova, in other words, these two tanoim. What comes out is the distinction between Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and the Tanakama. So what, at the end of the day, what came out? So the Gemara said like this, that according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, you're not Yaitzi, the Dalet Parshiyos Ba'Other Rishon. Right? So that's the whole machlokes between him and the Tanakama has to do with the Hakon of the Dalet Parshiyos. But essentially, vis-a-vis the issue of Megillah, they have the same Shita. So right, there are only two shitas. There's no three shitas. There's not the third shita is in a side point, nothing to directly related to Purim. We're dealing with the Dalai Bashas, but in the core issue of being Yotze Megillah or the Rishon or the Sheni, there are two shitas, and that's what the Gemara says. Shneim, there are only two shitas. Mikra Echad Dorshu, the Chol Shana B'Shana, is Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yosi. He's the one that says you want Yotze Bo the Rishon. Sovar B'Chol Shana B'Shana, every year. Ma Chol Shana B'Shana Adra Samoch L'Shvat, Avkan Adra Samoch L'Shvat. So we're not finished yet. What type of svar is that? Adar Samach L'Shvat? I can tell you Adar Samach L'Nisan, Vus Epis, that, you know. And to the contrary, there's more reason to learn Adar Samach L'Nisan. We're going to see. Rabbi Shimon Leolio Sova B'chol Shona B'Shona Mach Chol Shona B'Shona Adar Samach L'Nisan. I've got Adar Samach L'Nisan. But still, that seems to be arbitrary. You know, you say what you want. So they can just as well reverse them. Versus Bishnam Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yaisi Mistavar Taimah. He's right to pick the other that's Samach L'Shvat. You know why? They in Mavirin ala mitzvahs. So it's interesting. I guess this is a chiddush tikkah approach. So there has to be a little bit of a remiss to the pasuk for work. This is a little bit different than a regular in Mavirin ala mitzvahs. In Mavirin ala mitzvahs means, for example, the Gra says you shouldn't have the mor at the bottom of the seder plate. Why? Because which are you going to use first? You're going to use the karpas first. So the karpas has to be the closest to you. So everything has to be set up in a way that you use what's closest, then you keep going further and further in. You don't skip over anything. That's Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Here, the Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, this I noted from the earliest times I learned this Gemara, telling me I have two possible alternatives. Now, if I pick the second one, so the first one has no validity. So you're telling me I should choose the first of the possible alternatives because of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. It's a chiddushtika idea in Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Elo, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, my time. What's the time for Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? What's he, you know, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs is a real halacha. So where does he get this Torah from to dash in this thing? Omer of Tevi, time of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Mismach Gula Legula Odev. Connecting Purim and Pesach. So this really has to do with the Gemara and Tainus. This has to do with the Gemara and Tainus. Just hopefully we get there. Yeah. The famous Maimor, Omer Rav Yehuda Bereid Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Mishmei Derav. Kishem Shenichnas Av Matim B'Simcha, Kach Mishenichnas Ador Marvim B'Simcha. What does Rashi write? B'shenichnas ador, yimei nisim hoyu l'Yisrael. These are days of nisim for Klal Yisrael. Listen carefully. Purim u'Pesach. So there's an association of those two time periods because they yimei nisim. So that which Rashi says here in Tainus is the chur, that's the svar that Rosh Hashanah Gamliel the Gemara is saying. You have mismach gula l'gula. It's we're celebrating all the nisim together with each other. Is Rabbi Lezer Omar time of the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Mihoch? So we have Rabbi Lezer added another thing to Rabbi Yochanan. Time of the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Mihoch. Rechsib lekayimis yigeras apurim hazayis hashenis. So what is the straw? What's the word hashenis for? What do we need that for? So he learned that hashenis means is a remes to b'chaydish hasheni. And the Gemara says, "Be'itzrich lemichta v'ashenis itzrich lemichta b'chol shana b'shana." You need two drushes. Maybe b'chol shana b'shana have a mina kikushin. Maybe we would have said, like every year. In other words, like Rabbi Lezer, it has to be adar asamach l'shvat. Kamashmal and ashenis. So don't say just write ashenis. V'yashmin and ashenis have a mina b'tchila b'rishin of ashenis. Maybe you're supposed to do both. Kamashmal and b'chol shana b'shana that you do it once. You don't have to do it in both months. You do it one time. Rabbi Lebezer of Yosi, Hay Hashem is my Ovid Lai. Mi boy leich le Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda domar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda b'tchilo kabo v'shusham v'lefseif b'chol ha'olam kula. There were two series of proclamations. So that's what the Hashem is means here. But I'll call upon him. The reason for Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is mismach gula legula. So I would have thought that it's Xeris HaKosov and that's it. There's nothing to talk about. But the Heilige Chassam Sefer does not think so. Because I guess either that or it should be megalat to us a halacha, which is not true. So something doesn't add up. So here comes the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer is very interesting and fascinating. And he has a revolutionary pshat in the Gemara. So we start off with the following: Da, the Lefiani is daiti v'chein mashpur Ramban soif sefer amitzvus. The Ramban at the end of the sefer amitzvus. The ikapurim v'chanukah the raisa. That the Iker, Purim and Chanukah is the rising of Kavachomer the Rishub and Korcho the Kamen Yudal Raman Aleph. The Kavachomer the Raisa. So, and basically it comes out that there is an Inyan of Haidah. An Inyan of Haidah is a Deraisa Dika Inyan, some say for a sake. So that's a Deraisa Dika Din. That is a Deraisa Dika Din.
But Purim and Chanukah are not the
Oraisa. Oh, we'll see in a moment. We'll see. It's not so simple. We'll see what he's... So what was the Kal V'Chaimer? My Drush, Omer Abchia Bar Avin, that they added Mikra Megillah, Omer Ab Yeshua Ben Kocha, my Avdus L'Cheiris, Amrin and Shira, Mimisa L'Chaim L'Kol Shikain. So he said, "So the Kal V'Chaimer is a Deraisa Dikadin. So the Din Haidah, that's the Din of Yeshua ben Korcha. The Din Haidah is a Deraisa Dikadin." So he says, "Be'etzem, the basic idea that you have to celebrate Chanukah and Purim, that's a Deraisa Dikadin. Because you have to give Haidah to the Rebbeinu Shalayla. Elo, the Sogi Bishum Zeichel Enes. Everyone could select his own Zeichel Enes, whatever he wanted." Make a Zeichel Enes, that's the Hischaivus. Well, but what happened? Anshik, Neses, Adolik, Tiknu, Likros, Megillah, V'Simcha, Mishnah. They made the whole format. The format they made. You have to read a Megillah, you need a Sudas Purim, etc. V'chein B'chanaka, Tiknu, Chashmonoim, Neiris. V'cholze, Divrei Kabbalah, Umid Rabbanon. Those are Dinim Rabbanon, Umid Divrei Kabbalah, from the Nevi'im. But what's the Raisa? The basic notion is a deraisa dikadin that you have a mechuyev haidah that a rabbi shalom. Aber min haTorah mechuyev lasa shum zeichel enes. So there's a deraisa dikakiyum, right? In brisket terms, right? There's a deraisa dikakiyum in Purim. How we go about it, the format is either midirei kabbalah or midirabbanan, but the kiyum is ultimately a deraisa dikamitzvah of haidah. V'ayin b'radvaz u'maisilu ha-magiyah b'mishnah l'melech perakal v'mgil aloch yiral. This reason magdimin doicha l'asiyas mitzvah b'namufcha. So that we always say, that we have a klal elsewhere. And he quotes this klal, that the reason magdimin takes precedence to doing mitzvah b'namufcha. So m'meila, let's say on Erev Pesach, you're going to come out of shul, let's say it was the last time we had the Birchas Hachama, so you could make the bracha right away. Yeah, you could wait an hour later, go to some big assemblage of people that are going to make it. So the halacha is reason magdimin is koveh, because even though it's mitzvah and amufcha b'roivam hadras melech, that's reason magdimin takes precedence. So that's what he quotes from the Radvaz, and that's the way we pass in the halacha. Since we have to make a kfiyas for the zechal enes, that's a deraisa dikadin. So you tell me there's a milo in that. He says, "Hello, is reason magdimin odif tvei?" There's a milo. So you tell me, or you can tell me that's a mitzvah and a mufchar, that it's better that it be together, that we have a season to celebrate Nisan. So that's a milo. But this reason takes precedence over that. So Mameila, we should have accepted the view of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, in Mavir and Allah Mitzvahs. Go back. Your whole reason, you tell me you want a more Mahudadik Kiyam. That's your answer. But since we passed in season, Magdimit is more important. So the fact, Ibcha Mestavro, we should have made it by the Rishon then. So what's your teretz? Now listen to the Chassam Sofer. That's the Chassam Sofer's Kasha. I couldn't have asked this Kasha. If I wanted to, I couldn't have asked this kasha. There's a certain different type of perspective that the Chassam Sofer has and how he, you know, assesses the factors in the Gemara. I presume what he means to say is, well, listen, maybe it's a Gzeras HaKosov. So therefore, that's the answer. Alamai, but that should be megala to us that mitzvah and amufchor is greater than zrizus. So we know that that's not true. So amela, we're in the bind. That's probably what his kasha is. In other words, either we have a problem with this gemara, or the halacha is wrong. Since the halacha is not wrong, so we have a problem with this gemara. So what's the pshat? That's what it means. If it's exeris akosu, so learn from here that mitzvah and amufchor is greater than zrizus. In other words, the same way that Rabbi Lezer has a mavirin on the mitzvahs, he can have his reason to the Talmud to do it in the first month. Venerally, mishum hochi tiknu idinabar the rishon biyadalad v'tesro lesser behesped v'tainus akapar. That's why they made an iser behesped v'tainus and other rishon. V'yotzu v'zeichay v'zderaisa shekvar also shum zeichal enes. V'shuv mitzvos and the divrei kabbala dochu l'sheni mishum gula l'gula kenira that he has died to. When it comes to a mitzvah, the rabbanon, they had the right to. Once the deraisa was fulfilled, they had the right to push it off for that reason. And a mitzvah deraisa, he wouldn't be allowed to push it off. That's his cheshbon. So he says that yudalad and tezavav is to be mekayim the deraisa dikudin of haydor. And you have to, and that we were mekayim by the rishon already. What's blibed for other sheni is the divrei kabbala dikudin. So according to him, in fact, it comes out that there's a bifurcated kiyum of purim. By the rishon, you mekayim the deraisa dikudin. And by the sheni, mekayim the din b'divrei kabbalah. So that's what comes out from the Chassam Sofer.
Yeah, but it's sort of a negative vaydara.
Wait, we'll see. We're not finished yet.
The hotel is.
We're not finished yet. We're not finished yet. Wait till we finish. We're going to make it better. Okay. We're not finished yet. But that's so far what the Chassam Sofer said. So what comes out, Rabbi Yisrael, is an awesome thing. So why don't we say Tachten the other issue? Why do we call it Purim Kotten? It's really, according to the Chassam Sofer, it's almost Purim Godel. Because that's the Deraisa Dika Kiyam. But at least it's a Kiyam of the Din Purim. Alamai, we call it Purim Kotten, I guess, because the mitzvahs that we identify in the normal way that we normally celebrate Purim, that is all about the Sheni. So Yachasi to the fact that, in other words, all the normal mitzvahs Hayom are not doing today, so it's Purim Kotten, but it's Purim. That's why we call it Purim Kotten, come to us from the Chassam Sofer. Because the Kiyam, the Deraisa Dika Kiyam, is already about the Rishon. Oh. So now we're going to discover something very interesting. Oh. Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. So now we did the Mechaber. Till then. Now we're going to go to the Rambam. This doesn't like to learn one Sif in Shulchan Aruch. One Sif, that's all. But so far was only a half a sif, because we only did so far that you don't do tachne in unrim is muyan choshem yom tzor v'asurim v'hespid v'tainas, that we did. Abo shod warm ein noyagin b'hem, v'yeshem v'daf v'hespid v'tainas v'tor. Hago v'aminik is for a rishayna. That we ask the hespid v'tainas. Now, the liyaz din in the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh oimrim shechayev laharba is b'mishte v'simcha b'yudalad b'od harishon. Some say that you mechuyev to be marba b'suda v'mishte v'simcha, a real bish on yudalad b'od harishon. And this is tor b'shem harif. I don't know if it's the riff or Rabbeinu Peretz, I'm not sure, because he quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz. He has tor b'shem harif. Vein noyagin kein, zok der amo, bikol moko, mayar v'ktsas besud, at least that much, kidei lotzi zedei amachmire, and then the amo ends with tov leiv mishte tomet. State in taz like this. Bikol moko, mayar v'ktsas besud, bago, tashbit simen kufayin cheskos adi eish laharbas, tashbit zvot yishe bimarba. Barabini yechil mi pariz, rogil laharbas, lahazmin b'nei odim, kumashmos losan amishta. He didn't only make a party, he made a party. He has a bash. He invited, he piled them all in. Koloshin HaMishnah, he made other Rishon, other Mikra Megillah, Meshapim Messiah Ramokam, V'toyv Leiv Mishnah Tomet. And that's why Toyv Leiv Mishnah Tomet is a gewaldig thing. So who's stating Goyin? The Goyin says that what's the Machlaikas? What is the Machlaikas if there's a din, Suda or not? So the Goyin says that the second day holds. When it says Hesped Retinus, that's that is indicative that there's a din of Mishnah of a Simcha. How do we know? The Talya Zebazeh, Kamosha Kosum Daf Hayom and Beis. Because there's a Gemara Daf Hayom and Beis. How do we know that Purim itself is Osir? How do we know that Purim is Osir? The Hesped Vitainus. So let's go back to the Gemara. So there's a Gemara in Hayom and Beis. Dash into Gemara like this. Just lost the place. Oh, here it is. Yeah. The Rebbe heichanota on a tiabapurim. Rebbe planted a tree or a bush, something. He planted it on Purim. Reg the Gemara of a toner of Yosef. Rav Yosef taught us a brisa, which says the following: Simcha Mishta V'Yontov. It says they enacted Simcha Mishta V'Yontov. Simcha Malamed Shasurim Behesped. Mishta Malamed Shasur B'Tainus. So the din Tainus comes from the din Mishta. And Simcha Mistavra is also an expression of the is expressed in the Suda. V'yontu malamech osr b'siyas malocha. El Rebbe Barabbeis Ahava, because Rebbe lived in Tzipori, so he had to celebrate on the 14th. V'chinota v'chameisanota. Eini v'or Rebbe b'tver Yahava. He lived in Tveri at this point in his life. V'tver Yimukev v'schaimah m'mois Yishua b'nun havoi. El Rebbe bar chameis ahava. V'chinota barabbeis ahava. And he played in the Mipshitelated Tveri Mokebetz Chavimos Yeshua Benon. This is the Gemara Shaila. Is it considered a city? Why? V'chiski akori b'tveri marbeisa v'chameisa. The Amora Chiski read both days. Misapkalei, he didn't know what Mokebetz Chaima means. Mokebetz Chaima is literally, it has to have a wall. Well, Mokebetz Chaima means that it has physical barriers to protect you. So, Imokebetz Chavimos Yeshua Benon, he, Olo. So, what's the Shaila? Because the Shaila was, because the last side is the Yam. One side was the Yam. So that was their protection. So the Cheski was Sapka to the Rebbe Pshitalei. So Rebbe was perhaps was Poshet. The Chi Pshitalei Mishori, it still won't help you. Vaksiva Megillas Tainas, Yom Avra Osor, Yom Chamisha Osor, Yom Ipurnin, Undolona Mispit Behon, that you can't say a spade. And Vomar Avra Lonitzucha, the Lesser Zesh. Lesser shalzebezeh. In other words, because you have from the din of Simchon Mishta on its own the day that you celebrate, you can't do it. So what do I need? The Yis Eisim Mishnei Ayomim is to tell me that the Yudalit people can't do on Tesvav, but the Tesvav people on Yudalit. He says, "Han Amid of a Hesped B'Taynus." Olocha Yom Echad Nesudo. I Eini or Avchazi Alu Gavra Nagavik Oshodi Kisna B'Puria. He was planting on Purim V'Latye. With the Tzomach Kisne. So the Gemara says, Hosom Ayyamehu. Because that guy was doing it on the day that he was celebrating Purim. Rabba Reid Rabba Amar Afilu Temu B'Yayameh. That it could be B'Yayameh Hava. That Rabbeinu HaKodesh was doing it on the day of Purim itself. Hespin Ritanus Kabila Walayo, Malocholo Kabila Walayo. The Meikorak Siv, the first mention in the Megillah says, Simcho Mishta B'Yondim. Yontiv that it's also b'malocha, but if so, k'siv l'asa so'isim emei mishta b'simcha. V'lo yontiv lo k'siv. But it doesn't mention yontiv. In other words, Klal Yisrael said, listen, we can't afford it, Rebbe, you know. We're not getting armatin. Gotta earn a living. Can't afford another day off. Kitzahad v'arm. So where do you get the din of? So it says Simcha is Megala. Simcha Mishta V'Yontav. So Simcha teaches me Osir B'Hesped and Mishta Malamech Osir B'Taina. So then Simcha Mishta is the source of Osir and Taina. So the Gain says if it's Osir B'Hesped V'Taina, so that means where does that come from in Purim? It comes from the Din Mishta. That it must be a Din Mishta. So the second day or the last day in the Torah says that when we say that it's Shovim, when you say it's Shovim B'Hesped V'Taina, what does that mean? That means there's a chi of suda. So it's not only a negative, according to the last din in the day on the Shulchan Aruch, it's a big positive. It's a celebration Now, according to the Chassam Sefer, we understand that it's Mativa Shalubazu. What are we celebrating? What's the celebration for? Right? If you went to Rav Achil of Paris and asked them, listen, you have a diak in the Mishnah, it's all very nice. Now there's 100 people here, and now there's a freilich, and the band is playing, and then we drink the mass. What's going on here? What's this all about, right? So in Purim, you have a teret. You tell me what it's about. It's a zecher to the nes. And that's a story, right? Oh, but yeah, good. What's the chadiyuk? Did I eat this Issa Hesped V'tainas, the Gemara says, or did I eat Mishnah? Oh, but what's it about? It begs the question. So the Chassam Sefer, the Etzem, is really mukhruch, Rabbi Yisai. The Chassam Sefer is mukhruch in the practice of Rabbi Yochiel of Paris. You tell me, somehow it's a zecher, it could have been Purim, we banned Hesped V'tainas Mamela. But what in the world was the Mishnah V'simcha about? What was the Mishnah that the Vichil of Paris made? And he invited us, it's a Mishnah. Abba Mativo Shalom Brazil, what? What was he celebrating? So the Chayra, according to the Chassam Sefer, is Mavur Dehete, what he was celebrating. Because there's a derisa that he did of Adon that day. And Mameila, you have to express Adon to the Rabbeinu Shalom. What's the Adon for him is the Simcha, is the Simcha.
Because
aim
of
Iran
al mitzvahs, is that the basic reason?
It's reason,
according to some say.
It's reason.
Yeah.
It's reason.
Now, aim of Iran al mitzvahs, some say, becomes reason. Al kaponim rabbi say, it's a whole different pshat. It's nishtas al purim kotn anymore. It's a whole different perspective. See, the Bochram and Yeshivas of late, in the last years, in my day, it wasn't in vogue. But, you know, even yours is hard in Yeshivas, very hard. You know, by the time you get already up to the middle of the Adoration, you're pretty much, it's a pretty rigorous schedule. You know, if you take it seriously, you're pretty tuckered out by the time you get to Adoration. And then, instead of, so normally, okay, it's already, it's not Purim, it's a couple of weeks, you're ready to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, okay, you'll make it. But when you have 6 weeks left to go to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, not so simple. Those were the hardest years in Yeshiva, there we go, for that reason. It's just to have the energy, just to keep going. So, you know, in my day I wasn't in vogue, but it's become in vogue among the Bochum and Yeshivas to be Mekayim this Ramal, like Rabbi Chil of Paris, you know. You know, they dubbed it the Ein Bein Suda. You know, it's in recent years it's come into vogue. You know, yeah, they call it the Ein Bein Suda. So they gather on, you know, on other, the Yudal and other Rishon, and they celebrate.
Schnapps?
Of course, I was just.
It's a part of this year. It's a part of this year.
No. So they have what?
Uh-huh.
So this Purim
will end. Thursday, listen, okay. I don't know if this, if you have a din of Yemei Mishnah B'Simcha, that has to be in the daytime. Yeah, this one. That's very
sechnesh. What happens in Europe?
It'll
say for the last 800 years. In Hungary, there was one minhag. In Germany, there was another minhag. In Poland, there was another minhag. On the other region, as far as Mishnah.
Mishnah, no, I think that the Ramah says that the Noigin Laharbut Kitzas Basuda is about as far as it went. I mean, European society was not expensive in these type of things. You know, life was much too difficult, you know, to live like that. Life was not simple. You know, we can't. You know, Mashra lived in a middle class family, not in a poor family, not in a rich family. So he had a business and whatever. So, but he lived in a middle class family. But life was not simple. Life was not simple. You know, many people Pasha didn't know what to eat. So, it's. We, Baruch Hashem, a little bit of time, we could afford to be frivolous to some extent. You know, could we be Masig Rabbi Yisnaik? In the time of the Ramah and later, it was common they used to make chuppas Friday afternoon right before Shabbos. For what reason? Nobody had money to make a suddas. Everyone brought his own little suda along and the town ate together, and that was the suddas chasana. What? But by us, it's dropped out of vogue. Fortunately, it dropped out of vogue. You know, you need a very charedish community to do that, that it shouldn't get involved in Chilul Shabbos. You know, the only one that I know, basically, there must have been a few others. Rav Hutton married off his daughter. The Rebbetzin David, she got married on Friday afternoon. The Suda was, you know, the celebration was Friday night. I remember when it happened. I live in the next neighborhood over. I live 2-3 miles from Yeshiva. I didn't go, but you know, I remember people went that night. They came back. I heard in the morning about it. But that lechera was the poshut couldn't afford the suda. So this way, everyone had made a suda Shabbos, more or less, whatever it was. So that's the way you were yaitzah. You know, it's a different time and a different era. But I thought this chassam shed phenomenal light. And to what we mean when we talk about why we don't say tachna and abusas, this did of what we call it purim cotton. And from that standpoint, we can first understand without this lechera, we'd have no understanding of Rechum of Paris altogether. Like, no, listen, there's a lot of excuses we have not to say tachna. Okay, fine. But to rig a full blast suda for what? Alamai, according to the Chassam Sofer, it's selichtik, because that's a derisa dikikir of the Hidov Purim. Ad kan Rabbi Yisai. So I think we all learned something new today.
No.
Well, that is reserved for the second one. Okay. Ad kan.
He was a Parisian, right?
Yeah, then he had to run away. He left because of the persecutions in France. He ran him in. She went out of the hospital.